welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live this 12th of January 2024. You're welcome to call in. No one on the line yet. I found a video of Francis Boyle, this internationally acclaimed human rights attorney, discussing South Africa's genocide case. Let's check it out. Once again, once we skip past the ads.
If you can explain why it's South Africa that's bringing this charge.
Amy Goodman asking
what exactly is the International Court of Justice, where it fits into the world justice system, and talk about the charge of genocide.
Well, thank you very much for having me on, Amy, my best to your listening audience. Not to toot my own horn here, but I was the first lawyer ever to win anything under the Genocide Convention from the International Court of Justice that goes back to 1921. I single-handedly won two world court orders for the Republic of Bosnia-Herzegovina against Yugoslavia to cease and desist from committing all acts of genocide. And based on my careful review of all the documents so far submitted by the Republic of South Africa, I believe South Africa will win an order against Israel to cease and desist from committing all acts of genocide against the Palestinians. And then we will have an official determination by the International Court of Justice itself, the highest legal authority in the United Nations system, that genocide is going on. And under Article 1 of the Genocide Convention, all contracting parties, 153 states, will then be obliged, quote, to prevent, unquote, the genocide by Israel against the Palestinians. Second, when the World Court gives this cease and desist order against Israel, the Biden administration will stand condemned under Article 3, Paragraph E of the Genocide Convention that criminalizes complicity in genocide. And clearly we know that the Biden administration has been aiding and abetting Israeli genocide against the Palestinians here for quite some time. This has also been raised by my friends in the Center for Constitutional Rights and in the National Lawyers Guild in a lawsuit against Biden, Blinken, and Austin. So I believe we will be able to use the World Court order. Right now, my sources tell me the hearing will be January 11, January 12. Based on my experience with the Bosnians, we can expect an order within a week. I would also say, with respect to the Biden administration, they are currently in violation of the Genocide Convention Implementation Act that makes genocide a crime under United States law. And again, once we South Africa wins this order, the Biden administration also will stand in violation of the Genocide Convention Implementation Act. So I believe this is where we will be going between now, I would say, and the end of this month. And it is up to all of us as American citizens to figure out and support what South Africa is doing at the International Court of Justice here.
There's a great American, in my opinion, one of the absolute best, speaking out about the International Court of Justice and the case that has been brought against Israel by South Africa, which seemed to be about as cast iron as it could possibly be, where other commentators have observed that if this case were to fail, there might as well be no ever any other genocide case brought before the court, because it would be so rare to have so much evidence, especially about an intent. Because in this case, the highest ranking of Israeli officials, including the prime minister himself, have declared the intent to slaughter the Palestinians and to remove them from the lands of Palestine. We have our first caller today, Catherine in Virginia. Catherine, join the conversation.
Hello, young man. I have so many points to bring up with you. So don't start commenting. Hello?
Go ahead. Yeah, let him roll.
So, you know, I listen to this show as much for the callers as for you, and you do a lot of good research, and I really enjoy you also, but there's excellent callers. And first let me comment, before I get to the points that I wanted to bring up about the callers, let me just touch on South Africa. Now, I thought it was great that South Africa is doing this, but remember, this is the same South Africa whose president, I think Ramaphosa, sings, kill the Boer, kill the farmer. Sings it. Kill the Boer, kill the farmer. Beep, 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 beep. You know, to cheers of people. So, I mean, we just live in such an evil time where there is so much hypocrisy, and it's because we are ruled by Jews. And Paul, I believe his name was Paul, brought up a great point. And he said, stop patronizing your Jewish dentist, your Jewish this and that. And, you know, I remember I had gone to a dentist, and this was when COVID just started. And, you know, I was talking about the whole COVID nonsense, and she was like, who's doing it? And I was like, the Jews. And then they banned me from the practice, and I was so shocked. But you know what? Actually, Thatcher, who wants to go to a doctor that wants to kill you, and B, is so stupid that they won't listen to you. Now, I think his name was Paul. He was making some great, great, great points, talking about how, you know, Daniel Goldhagen said all Germans were guilty and they deserved to be bombed. And the Jews were still saying the same thing about the Palestinians, saying the Palestinians deserve to be bombed because they voted for Hamas. I think Hamas was the only choice, actually. But, you know, half of them are under 18, and half of them are babies. I just saw on TikTok an Israeli soldier laughing about how there's no babies left, there's no Palestinian babies left to kill, and I just killed a 12-year-old girl. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, this is what these people have been doing all throughout history. But they can't parasite off of people if they keep their murderous intent, if they don't keep their murderous intent hidden. So this is a parasite who hates us, who they have to act like they like us because they want to do business with us. The thing is to get educated, and then you won't want to go anywhere near them because you'll understand what they're all about. Now, this synagogue in Brooklyn, I think it's 770 Eastern Parkway. I couldn't bring it up on Google Earth, but it was right near a Bank of America. I think the reason that they have allowed that to be exposed is that it's kind of like a war, like Trump is in with, like these are the Lubies, the Lubavitch, you know, Schneerson,
yeah.
That sect, and which Trump is part of because Ivanka and Jared Kushner are part of that cult, that evil, 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 evil cult. Unless people realize how truly evil the Jews are, you can
you know, oh, I have a great friend, he's my friend. When push comes to shove, they are taught an evil philosophy, an evil religion, and that's what they will default to. So, yeah, you have to treat them collectively, and they are in favor of everyone else being treated collectively except them. So,
well,
I mean,
I'll comment on a couple of your...
Well, let me just bring up a couple more points,
Go ahead.
You come to conclusions that I've come to later than I come to those conclusions. And I had an email exchange with Dave Gahary where I was complimenting you and saying that in the past you promoted the Hola hoax. And he said, where did he do it? And I said, well, I have to, you know, find old, I think it was from before, you know, you had your health issues. I think it was a heart attack or something. But, you know, from that time period. And I tried to get through to correct you, but I think I had the wrong number or whatever. But you know, it takes people a while to really come to these conclusions, to really understand what really happened in the Russian Revolution and World War II, about how Hitler got Germany free from Jewish control, from the Jewish money control. And the same thing could be, the same procedure could be done in all countries. And that's why they had to destroy and demonize Germany, you know, mass murder millions of Germans and destroy the country. But they didn't want to destroy it completely because they wanted the Germans to work as their slaves. Germany completely paid for Israel 1,000 times over. You know, Jews do not want to work. They want to live off the labors of others. They have been the enslavers all throughout history. So, yeah, I think I got out a bit. And I don't remember what the point that the female caller, I think after Paul, mentioned, but she was very good and a very important point also. But now you go ahead. Thank you for letting me get that out.
Catherine, I'm delighted you called. Let me just comment on a couple of the points you make. I got serious in doing research on the alleged Holocaust in 2014 when I organized and moderated a conference on academic freedom. Are there limits to inquiry? Using JFK, 9/11, and the Holocaust as examples. And it was after that that an editor for Wikipedia gutted my Wikipedia entry, which had been superb and detailed about my research on JFK, 9/11, Wellstones, and Sandy Hook, and a host of other issues. But it was gutted and just reduced to rubble. Now, I've been very persistent in exposing the hoax ever since. But there might be comments prior to 2014 where I was more or less accepting of the official narrative. There's
We all believed it at one time because it was taught in the schools and they show you piles of bodies. You don't know, you know, did you check the penises to see if they were circumcised? You don't know if those are Jews or Germans. And like, the Jews were only about 40% in the concentration camps, yet they were the only ones that got reparations. They got free houses stolen from Germans. You know, they're the only ones who got reparations from being in concentration camps. Think about that. But
There's a wonderful new blog about the Holocaust by Ron Unz, UNZ, himself being Jewish. Mm-hmm. He has UNZ.com about the Holocaust. It's on my blog right now. I put it on my Twitter account yesterday at Jim Fetzer. Everyone ought to review it. It's sensational. And among the books that he extols is Nick Kohlerstrom's Breaking the Spell, where right. Nick not only had access to the, you know, documents of the International Committee of the Red Cross, which kept copious records on the age, the sex, the ethnicity, the religion, and the cause of death of all the inmates in all the camps, and in 1993 recalibrated their totals, 496,081 killed from all causes, none of whom were put to death in gas chambers. Or Nick had the advantage of the British death books. The British had cracked the German code, and they had copies of all these very meticulous, methodical reports, very detailed, to corroborate those reports. So he says a great deal about Nick's book, which is a fabulous compendium, perhaps the single most important book exposing the Holo hoax, and where I was very flattered that Nick invited me to write the introduction to his book, which has subsequently been published independently. You can find it on thegovernmentrag.com and on my own jameshfetzer.org, The Holocaust Narrative, Politics, Trump's Science. So whatever may have been my naive point of view before, I've done a great deal to go very aggressively to expose the hoax. It's one of the greatest
frauds
ever perpetrated on the mind of man. Now, you began talking about South Africa. Yes, South Africa knows a lot about genocide because they experience their own against the white farmers, the Afrikaners, who'd actually make South Africa successful economically. But, of course, two wrongs don't make a right. I think it's heroic that South Africa has brought this charge. We all agree it's absolutely impeccable and appropriate. And here you have Francis Boyle, perhaps the foremost human rights attorney in the world, endorsing it wholeheartedly. So whatever the history of South Africa, they have at this point in time done the right thing. Now, with regard to the...
Let me just get two things in real quick. We were talking about communism making equality. No. You see, the Talmud says that only Jews are human. Jews are the only people. So talk about equality, it just kill the Christians, kill the native population, extort their wealth, all the wealth of the Gentiles who... they don't even understand or realize that they're actually the Gentiles, that, you know, there was never the word Jew in the Bible before, I think, 1600 or something. I think it was with the King James that they put the word Jew in there. It was always
I think you're talking about the Schofield Bible.
I think that was even late. Well, I was listening to something else with Deanna Spingola, and they were saying that it was the King James Bible. So I always thought it was with the scope, you know, about 200 years and then later with Schofield. But anyway, so equality, there is never equality under communism. It's
Catherine, just mass murder.
Okay.
Super, a super call, Catherine. Thank you so much for calling in. We'll be right back and take more of your calls.
It's in a church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com.
or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less value its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar, has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in five easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Of course, as virtually everyone who's a regular listener is aware, I'm a big advocate of freedom of speech, and that's to express your opinion, your right to express your opinion, whether it's a popular opinion or I agree with it or not. I mean, Catherine obviously was covering a lot of territory there, and I was certainly open to most of what she had to say. There's some issues she raised where I'm much less certain of how things stand, especially regarding the Lubavitchers. There's something very important here that I haven't sorted out. Meanwhile, Thomas in New Mexico, join the conversation, Thomas.
Well, hello. I'm Thomas from Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay, we got the wrong state. Go ahead, Omaha.
All right. Anyway, I've got egg on my face because every year I say, this is the year that we're going to have economic collapse, okay? I've been doing this for so long, and I've been so wrong because I don't know how the money masters do it. They make the stock market work. It runs. I don't understand it. But I tell you what, I have a funny feeling about 2024, and I just want to ask your opinion of it.
But you mean, do I think
banking collapse in the stock market?
Go ahead.
Well, what is your opinion, Professor?
You mean what? Do I think the U.S. economy might collapse in 2024?
Yes, that's what I'm asking you.
Unequivocally, absolutely, yes. I do think the economy could collapse, and there are a vast number of reasons. We've squandered our resources. We're not focusing on America. We don't care about the fiscal integrity of the nation. We're going all out to benefit Israel, Ukraine, other nations. We're putting the nation at grave risk. We're losing our allies. We're going to be chased out of bases all over the world for our malfeasance, for supporting these wrongful wars against Russia on the one hand and against the Palestinians on the other. I think, but I'm not a financial expert, Thomas. I do think we're at grave risk of an economic collapse. And if they bring in the digital dollar and they want that to control us as a form of slavery, because then if it's all digital, if we don't behave the way they want, they can simply cut us off and we're left high and dry. So we should oppose a digital dollar with every fiber of our being. But I don't discount it being introduced this year by a desperate Biden regime or whoever the hell is running this shop there, because we know it's not the real joke. Go ahead.
I don't mean to interrupt you at all, because I hate it when callers interrupt the host. So do you think the Secretary of Defense is dead still, or do you think that he got...
Oh, 100%. Yeah. 100%. The White House can't even tell us where he's supposed to be. They're claiming he's participating in this teleconference and that, but they can't tell us where he is because he's scattered into thousands of little pieces in Kiev. I mean, this is all ridiculous.
Okay. You're sticking with that. That's good. I don't doubt it at all. It's certainly a possibility, what you're saying. Is there anywhere that us listeners can go to read any of this information?
I have the links to all of my articles. Everything I discuss is published when the show is put up, whether it's by RBN or me on my BitChute channel. All the stories I cover are there with the links. Thomas.
Well, I was visiting jamesfetzer.org the other day, and it didn't have a lot of the articles I wanted.
No, that's just my blog. What you want is my BitChute channel. BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer. That's what you want, Tom.
That is the best. And then
that's what you want. Where all my radio shows are posted as video. We create MP4s out of them.
Okay, because I've never had any luck with your Revolution Radio. I've never had any luck listening to you on that. So.
You mean listening to the show or whatever?
Yeah, no, I had no luck. I mean, I try to listen to you every day on RBN, but other stuff would be good.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Thomas. I'll put a link in there to the stories for today, to how to get to Revolution Radio at Freedom Slips, and you'll be able to track it from there. But look, I appreciate the call very much, Thomas. Good stuff. Meanwhile, Layla, I'm very pleased you're calling in, Layla, and maybe you can shed some light on this Lubavitch stuff.
I'm sorry, right I back. Didn't hear everything. Yeah,
we'll be right back with Layla.
Truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Thomas, you can find Revolution Radio online at the following link, revolution.radio. Revolution.radio. In my show there, the raw deal is Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on Studio B. So revolution.radio. I've got the link now on the list for today's shows. Layla, I'm just delighted you're here. Give us your thoughts. I'm very keen on illumination about the Lubervitchers. This is all a mystery to me.
The only thing that I know about the Lubervitchers is that they were created in, I believe, around, it's hard to know exactly when, but I have no doubt that they have a very satanic influence. First of all, let me explain that I think I'm sick right now. I know I'm having trouble expanding my lungs. My doctor's office says that there's a lot going around, including COVID. I don't know if that's the case or whether I've got something else, but I'm not well. I've been sick for a few days, and I've been asleep for 2 days. Just woke up a little while ago, so excuse me if I'm not completely coherent. But anyway,
I'm delighted you were able to get on to join us today, Layla. Go ahead. Continue.
Yes. the thing about the Lubavitcher, and it's Chabad Lubavitch. They've joined together. I don't know exactly when, but there's an aspect of the people who like to disguise themselves as part of the Judaic tradition, and a lot of Jews have been sucked in, whether they've become complicit consciously or unconsciously, it's hard to know. you know the old saying, no generalization is worth a damn, and that in itself is a generalization.
Yes.
But there are some people, I believe there's kind of, who was it? It wasn't Hawking, it was one of the, Hitchens maybe, one of the great thinkers that was an agnostic or an atheist who said that there are memes that seem to infect the mind. And I think if you're someone who's born as a Jew and from the day his consciousness is being formed, is told that he is a Jew and is filled, he imbibes all the doctrine that is taught to him, eventually he believes it. There's something really terribly evil about, and apparently it's the Talmudic Judaism primarily. I do remember there was a highly respected, in Israel, we would certainly not respect him. I think his name was Obadiah, I can't remember. A lot of them use names from the Old Testament and take it on as their own. But he's dead now, but he said at one time, all the non-Jews are made for us as footstools. We use them, they are our slaves. There have been a lot of elevated rabbis who say that. Now, I'm going to refer to some of the older traditions that they have taken out of the Bible, perhaps distorted, perhaps misunderstood. They have strange traditions. I think back to the interview with the YouTube video that I saw with Anthony Bourdain, where he went to Israel, and he was doing some of the ridiculous practices, and you could see on his face that he thought it was ridiculous, where they wrap black tape around their arm, and then they use this stupid black box on their forehead, and you could see from his face he thought it was all very stupid. Now, Bourdain is supposedly a Jew, but he obviously is not a practicing Jew. He ended up going to Gaza with a woman named Leila al-Haddad, a name I'll mention to you again later in another time, because she's part of a genocide lawsuit against Biden and Blinken and the others. She's from Gaza. He was in Gaza where you could see he was enjoying himself. At the end of watching the video, I saw Bourdain saying that he thought the Jews were brutal, abusive, and that the Palestinians were their victims, and they were a kind people and badly abused. Not long after that, he supposedly committed suicide.
Yes.
I believe it was murder.
Yes.
But anyway, back to a lot of their practices are bizarre. Let me give you a little bit of background about the mikvah. The mikvah was something that women in ancient times were supposed to do after they had menstruated, because apparently they used to think that menstruation, I guess, was unclean. So a woman was supposed to have a mikvah after she had her menstrual cycle. Now, the thing is that the mikvah, according to the Old Testament, is supposed to be in running water, either from a river, a lake, or a stream, but it must be running water. And I'm going to refer now to something that seems irrelevant, but I think is very important because it breaks down a lot of the fables and parables and myths and lies that are in the Old Testament. I'm sorry for those who believe the Old Testament is the legitimate predecessor to the New Testament, but it is not. When Jesus came, he was telling people, do not follow that anymore. What he was trying to do was to take people out of, and I'm injecting a lot of my own interpretation, but I believe that Jesus' purpose was to take people out of that primitive, mystic system of black magic and bring it into a more logical period of time. This is what Jesus was about, bringing us to the true God, saving people from the Satanism that was rife within the Old Testament. Now, a woman, when she does a mikveh, as I said, it has to be in running water. Remember the story of Bathsheba, which, by the way, really means daughter seven. In the old days, they never named their children until they had reached a certain age because most of them died in infancy or in childhood. So Bathsheba, again, if it's just a parable, she was daughter seven. She was married to a Hittite. Hittites do not marry people, Yehudim, because the Yehudim had a strict rule, you could only marry a Yehudi. And a Hittite probably had very similar doctrines. All of the tribes always wanted to marry amongst their own. So it's very likely that she herself was a Hittite. And her, the name of her father and the tribe is very vague. It's two different names if you look at different parts of the Old Testament. So it looks like many different people wrote the Old Testament, each one with their own interpretation of events. Now, she apparently was on the roof doing a mikvah, which on the roof, which again violates the concept of a mikvah because it's supposed to be in natural running water. So even right. if they brought water from a river or a lake, it was unnatural because it was no longer in running water out in the open. So if she was on a roof and she took her bath at the time when she knew David, the so-called king, was on the roof next door to her and he takes his walk at a certain time of day, she was trying to seduce him. Let's fast forward to the fact that he had her husband killed because she was pregnant. Her husband would not have relations with her as David urged him to so that he could try to disguise the pregnancy. Anyway, she ends up, Uriah refused because he was a general. He wanted to be with his men. He did not want to be living a life. He was an ethical man. He would not go and have relations with his wife while his soldiers were fighting. So fast forward.
Would you want to tie these to current events, or is this more of an historical model?
The thing is, they still practice the mikvah. It is almost a bizarre, sadistic ritual. It's so crazy because even it's not just women who are supposed to do the mikvah. It's also supposed to be men after they have had sexual relations. So even the concept of sexual relations is so vile and dirty that you have to have a cleansing ritual afterwards. So what is happening with the modern mikvah? It's hard to say what was going on in New York. I don't know. I have not been following it. There's very little on an iPad. That's
incredible. Honestly, I think that has very little to do with what you're talking about. The tunnels, I believe, were for child sexual abuse. They pulled out a child's high chair. They pulled out a bloody mattress. They were trying to seal it up with cement. They were trying to suppress the evidence. This is quite a mess, Layla, and it's going to require a lot of unpacking. But look, give us a final thought for today.
My belief is that they are still practicing a lot of old satanic traditions and rituals.
Yeah.
And that whatever was going on in that abandoned mikvah, which might have been abandoned, they were using it for sinister purposes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Satanism that has infiltrated a lot of their rituals. Yes, if there are child items that have been taken out of there, then and we know that they are responsible. Remember the woman, her name was Abramovich, not just the one who was in the Rothschild photo with Satan in the background.
Yeah, sure, sure, sure.
The artist. A lot. It is wise to assume the worst when it comes to anything like that. Now they are probably going to cover it up one way or the
stuff.
Other.
Listen, you get well over the weekend, and I look forward to speaking with you next week. Thank you very much for making the effort to get on the air today. I'm glad. Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, give us your thoughts.
Hi, Dr. Fetzer. Thank you for taking my call. Happy Friday. Listen, I'll make this really quick. I'm driving home about 2 hours ago from work, and I get to about 3 miles from my house. I got a guy that walks in the traffic with a sign at a stoplight. Says, I'm from Venezuela. I have a wife and a child looking for work. Can you please spare some change?
Now,
normally I would have given it to somebody wasn't from Venezuela. I would have gave him a $10 bill today because it was cold, windy, and raining, snowing. It's Chicago weather. Did I do the right thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, one more question.
A question to me of whether you did the right thing by not giving him money?
Yeah, that is the question.
Well, I think it's very bad. They shouldn't be here. I mean, you know, how far does our compassion go when it's Biden is responsible, not these people who are coming here. I think it's an open question, you know. Really, 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 it's a bad situation. All these people need to be systematically rounded up and deported, in my opinion. So,
yeah,
you know,
I think
it was totally optional. You did not have an obligation for a certainty.
Okay, because the way I look at it is you're here in this country illegally.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give to you? No, that ain't going to happen.
Right. That was a perfectly understandable response. I don't think it was wrong.
Okay, but I still have the compassion of a human being needing something. And, you know, it's weighing heavy on my mind. But anyway, I wanted to ask you, we're expecting very bad weather here around Chicago for, the next week with the cold and everything else like that. And you think the weather is manipulated? Do you think
I do think it is manipulated. I got a rather serious, not quite frantic call about the weather manipulation here, that the polar vortex being directed, Dane Wigington. I'd say look into it. I think there's good reason to think they're using weather warfare for the depopulation agenda. I think that is the answer, Jerry. I'd love to get this guy on one of my shows to talk about it. In fact, I think I did way back when. I'll have to do it again. Jerry, good question. Well, you got a final? Go ahead.
Well, a real quick one here. I just added it on because you agreed with that. But, you know, weather manipulation, I understand that they've been putting metals in the air and spraying them down from these contrails, chemtrails, behind the planes and everything else like that.
Barium, strontium, and aluminum, yes.
Okay, so you've got a conduit. You've got connectivity. Okay, so what if they fired up? I don't know. They don't use the HARP anymore, the space-based weapons.
No, they do. They do for a sure. Don't have any doubt about it. They're still using HARP. There's no doubt.
Really? Okay. Well, I think they got them space-based. But that's just,
That's another question. I think they got all of the above.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, listen, Doc, you have a great weekend, and thank you very much for being on RBN.
Well, I'm delighted you called, Jerry. Thanks for that. Renee in North Carolina. Renee, we're standing by for your full-throated rebuttal. Go for it, girl.
Yeah, because I deserve some time for this. You know, I'm so glad that the guys took the bait and swallowed it whole, because I know a lot of really good conservatives, and these kind of Neanderthal types ruin it for the good ones. I mean, I know one, he's just heartbroken. I know him a long time, big Ron Paul supporter, and I can't even mention the name Trump or whatever. I'm afraid he'll pop a blood vessel because he's lost so many friends and relatives that were friends of his during the Ron Paul movement. It's really affected him, and he's a good person. And like I said, there is a certain element that is very manipulative, and they want an echo chamber for their authoritarian, dominating beliefs. You know, there are a lot of people in this. These dominionist and Christian Zionists and stuff, they're exactly like the Jews. They feel that God gave them the North American continent, okay? They're exactly the same. And Pat Robertson admitted in his book that they planned on taking over by stealth. So I love tweaking these guys because it doesn't take much to get under their skin. And they can't take it, so then they reveal themselves for what they are. Because the thing is, these people are not good for conservatives. They cannot. It's narcissism on steroids. The thing is, when you always look at the faults of those that are different than you and never do the self-examination that Christianity requires, they can't even look at the very real faults their own race has committed. They can't look at that. So that's a big field of waving red flags. If they can't look at some very real egregious things that their own race committed, how well do you think they own up to wrongdoing they've done? I'd say the chances of that are pretty next to zero, okay? That is a big clue about a person's character. The thing is, like you mentioned, that Doctrine of Discovery. Yeah, who wrote that? Oh, let's see, that'd be some white men. And before that, who wrote that? No, you talked about the Monroe Doctrine. Then there was what was called the Catholics wrote the Doctrine of Discovery. The Pope just finally nullified that of March of last year. That said that they gave the right of these European white men to go around the world, and if somebody was not a Christian, all these indigenous people, yes, they could steal all their property, all their goods, make slaves of them, and if they didn't go along, kill them, and they had the permission of their religion and their God. And like you mentioned of the Monroe Doctrine, it they claim not just the United States, okay, or just the North American continent. Like you said, they laid claim to the entire Western Hemisphere. I mean, you know, I was like, you know, I think the most dangerous people who ever get a hold of power in this country are some of these very conservative right-winger types. If you notice in all the religions, the most wackadoodle ones, I don't care which religion you talk about, it's the far-right conservative ones that are the craziest, okay? They're the ones that are, and like I said, look at who Trump appointed. What was that, Betsy DeVos woman or something, and her Blackwater brother, okay? These people, when you read up on these people have a plan. They have, a lot of them is called the Seven Mountains. How they plan by stealth to take over everything. These people, let me tell you, they are dangerous, and they're white, and they're Christian, okay? So the thing is, when I listen to these people go on and on about everything the Jews have done wrong, I'm going, let's see, I was raised Catholic. Let me think of the wackadoodle stuff they taught me and made me do. Yeah? And did they tend to want us to marry within our religion? Yeah, they did. Was I told when I was young that my little Baptist friend I liked a whole lot, that because she wasn't a Catholic, she wasn't going to heaven? And I remember being really upset about that. And in the public schools, see, people don't understand, the reason they had Catholic schools, private Catholic schools, was the WASP were in such control, the public schools were essentially WASP schools, okay? So that's why they had their own. And in the public school, I remember, you know, some things as a kid you don't forget. I remember them teaching me about those lampshades made out of Jewish skin. And what was the other thing they taught? There was the lampshade. Oh, and the soap. So the thing is, I was taught that in my American public school. So the thing is, they have participated in a lot of this whole Jewish lie. And so the
Renee, listen. I'd keep you longer, but I got three others lined up. And you're an intellectual Zaina, princess warrior. Love it, okay? I look forward to having you back. It's not today. You are great. You are great. Hey, Scottish John in Austin, join the conversation, John.
Hello, Jim.
Hey.
I just like to share something with you. I was watching a bit of that trial in The Hague earlier today.
Yeah.
And one of the lawyers that got up to speak on behalf of Israel, he came out with this little gem that just cracked me up. Said how much the Israelis were doing to help the people in Gaza, and they were bringing in food from the World Food Bank. And in fact, they've been able to reopen 12 bakeries in Gaza, and they've given them enough flour, salt, sugar, and yeast to bake 2 million loaves per day. And I thought, I had to go back and replay that again. He said, 2 million loaves per day. So I just thought, I'm going to work this out here. That would break down to 7,000 loaves per hour altogether, or 583 per hour per bakery. So I just thought,
This is like the 6 million. This is comparable to 6 million. You know, dying of gas. Yeah, just ridiculous. You make a nice point, John. More. Yeah, right. Give us another thought. Yeah. Give us another. John, good. Okay, Alexander in Canada. John, I would have kept on. Alexander in Canada, join the conversation.
Hello, sir. If you just want to comment again on Renee, like another ridiculous call she made. Yeah, you see, sir, I highly suggest people look at the archive of yesterday's call made by Mr. Peter from California. He talked about how white people can't have jobs and Jews are firing people because of the diversity, equity, inclusion, which they use for their own advantage. If a person has a MAGA hat, will get fired. If a white man says there are only two genders, they'll get fired. And who's running all this? It's done by the Jewish organizations. And she looks and she talks about the public schools and public schools. Who's running the public schools? Look, sir, a little kid in high school would know more about the diaries of Anne Frank more than the American Revolution, Civil War, slave trade, and the Great Depression put together.
Yes. You know what I mean? Yes. Yes.
So the public schools and the private schools are all run by them. And see, sir, if you question the Holocaust in the school, you'll get fired.
When the phony shooting took place in Parkland, one of the students said she had been in Holocaust class when the shooting took place. I mean, it was ridiculous, Alexander. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, and also another thing I want to comment on is that you talk about the Holocaust. You see, sir, there's a guy named Norman Finkelstein. I'm sure you've heard of him. Yeah, he said the Holocaust education, which the Jews shoved down your throat in school, is a fraud. It's all propaganda. Yeah. It's all done for political purposes.
Yeah. No, Alexander, you're great. I want to let Francis in here to tell us, a final word here today. Thank you for the call. Excellent. Francis, go for it.
Hey, young man. First off, a fun weekend to everybody. And if one call is ridiculous, then all calls are ridiculous. to start off with.
Worry not. I mean, love you all. You're all wonderful. Love you all. You're all wonderful. Have a great weekend. Spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, and people you love and care about. We do not know how much time we have left. And support RBN. I'm so glad we're here together. I want somebody to love.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.